Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. So lots to talk about, as always. And you know what? I want to find a good, fun article, because I'm tired of this depressing crap. Stories like activist silenced for fear of surveillance.
Well,
I thought that when I was going to click on the story, I thought I was going to find something from, you know, Nazi Germany or something like that, some oppressive totalitarian, maybe today's world from Iran or some oppressive totalitarian despotic dictatorship. But no, it's New York City.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what. You read this. I'll go looking for something in my email that's good news. How's that?
Okay, good. Jennifer Flynn is not a rabble-rouser. She's not an aspiring suicide bomber, and she doesn't advocate the overthrow of the government. Instead, she pushes for funding.
Yeah, like my co-host.
Yeah. And better treatment for people with HIV and AIDS. Better keep an eye on her. Oh, wait. Someone already did. On the day before a rally by the New York City AIDS Housing Network and at the 2004 Republican National Convention, a rally by an organization Flynn co-founded and a rally that the NYPD had approved, so she went through her, you know, did her paperwork, asked for her approval, she experienced something straight out of a spy novel. While visiting her family in Hillside, New Jersey, Flynn spotted a car with a New York license plate parked outside the house. When she left to head back to her Brooklyn home that evening, the car followed her. Shortly after leaving Hillside, two more vehicles, also with New York plates, seemed to be tailing her, too. Trying to assure herself she wasn't nuts, Flynn tested her hunch. She changed lanes, made some turns, pulled over, and parked. The drivers in those three vehicles mimicked her actions. At one point, she recalls, she slowed down, and one of the other vehicles ended up alongside her car. She looked over to see several men in the vehicle. She gestured toward them. The men, quote, threw up their arms as if to say, "We're only doing what we're told," she remembers. On the New Jersey side of the Goethals Bridge, her followers pulled away. But later, when Flynn pulled up in front of her Flatbush home, she spotted another car with two men inside, both with laptops. When she checked later at 4 a.m., they were still there. Now, is Flynn paranoid? Well, she is now. She did, however, jot down the license plate number of one of the vehicles in Jersey, a blue sport utility vehicle. When a reporter asked for the number, Flynn couldn't find it. Recently, it was found in a file kept by Christopher Dunn, the civil liberties lawyer that she called that day in a panic. The license plate number traces back to a company, Pequot Incorporated, and a post office box at an address far from the five boroughs. Registering unmarked cars to post office boxes outside the city or to shell companies is a common practice of law enforcement agencies to shield undercover investigations. But the NYPD, however, says it didn't follow Flynn that evening, and the department's Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence, David Cohen, has said no federal agency was involved in pre-convention surveillance. So who was following Flynn? And what exactly did they hope to learn about a woman that the NYPD knew well, as it had been in regular communication with her about her organization's rally? The answer, or part of it, is a 99-mile road trip from NYPD headquarters, uptown into the Bronx and onto I-97. I'm going to give you a few more directions. And at last, we're in Amenia, population 1,000. It's so far from the city that its dry cleaners actually clean horse blankets.
Oh,
the street named on the license plate printout exists, but the address doesn't. An auto shop worker on the block suggests checking with the post office. When Postmaster Bonnie Colgan and an assistant are shown the printout, they stop dead in their tracks. There is a Pequot Capital Management in Midtown and a Pequot Construction in the Bronx, but no Pequot Incorporated in Amenia. The assistant says, "That's not a real company. The people who use that box, they're from New York. They used to come and get the mail here, but not anymore." Colgan's tempted to elaborate, but doesn't. Says, "I can't because of the sensitive nature of that issue," says the Postmaster General. Back in the city, Flynn takes a seat at a Starbucks near City Hall and shakes her head. She still feels as passionately about what she does as she did 3 years ago, but she concedes the experience has taken its toll. She says, "I feel like I've stepped back in a way. I feel I'm not as vocal as I once was."
But now, I've been listening to the story, except at one moment I tuned out. And what is this woman doing?
She works with an AIDS organization. She pushes for funding and better treatment for people with HIV and AIDS.
And she needs to be followed because of that?
Well, I don't know, Mark. That's what she's told the news reporters. Maybe there's something else that they're following her for, but she's making it seem like she's got, you know, nothing going on, nothing funny going on here. She says that she's sort of pulled away from her organizations. She says, I feel I'm not as vocal as I once was. I'm still going to sign a petition, and I'm still going to organize a rally. I do it, but now I'm deathly afraid. Unquote. Flynn, who's 35, might one day learn who was following her. Activists have decried police tactics at the GOP convention. Remember, that was the one where they, in fact, it references it here, they hemmed people in, 1,800 people, with orange nets that were in the streets, and then they put them onto buses, and they took them to this
big prison
wharf
thing.
Yeah, they took them to this temporary holding facility,
right,
where they sat them for hours and hours on end, just sitting out in former bus repair yards, where it wasn't really used for repair anymore. It's just this old husk of a facility, and they just sat them there, and they kept them there.
And these are just protesters.
That's correct.
So much for the First Amendment, right?
Yeah. The New York Civil Liberties Union, which represents seven plaintiffs, sued the city over their arrests and is pushing for the release of raw NYPD intelligence reports detailing police surveillance of activists and protest groups. Flynn, however, says the damage is done. She sees it in the attitudes of other activists. There's less desire and more trepidation. She says, when you use scare tactics, you're really curbing our right to dissent against the government. The only thing this is serving to squash public dissent. By going after the organizers of a rally, you're really sending a message. Don't hold a rally.
Yeah.
And she's scared now. And she's probably not the only one.
She probably doesn't want any trouble from the police. She probably imagined that she had the right to sign a petition to that, you know, aid people with AIDS get federal funding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with her cause. I don't.
We don't even know what her. You don't know what her cause is.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably a safe presumption because government does that sort of thing. It funds these things.
Mm-hmm.
But it just says she pushes for funding and better treatment with people for people with HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So that could mean all kinds of things.
It could, but it sounds reasonable that she's probably wanting the government to pay for you know, people with AIDS and that kind of thing.
But if that is the case, then okay. She should absolutely, certainly be able to go out and do whatever sort of protesting she wants to without fear of being investigated or harassed by the police. And this isn't the first story about this. It may be the first explicit story about someone being tailed, or at least, you know, realizing they were being tailed by the police and doing something about it, trying to investigate it. But we've certainly read story after story about people in, like, protest groups like anti-war groups, the Quakers.
Yeah.
The Quakers, a religious group that's dedicated to peace. These people have been investigated. Their groups have been infiltrated. There were stories that came out about how the police had infiltrated anti-war groups in certain areas of this country so effectively that they were the ones organizing the protests.
That was in Miami.
Was it? Okay. I was trying to remember. Again, they've just been all over the place. There have been stories out of Detroit about anti-war groups being investigated. And we're talking about the local police. This isn't a federal thing, necessarily. The local police, now they probably are getting federal money to do these sorts of things because there are these homeland security dollars that are being just pushed all over the place in this country for local police departments to buy more spy gear.
Well, in the case of this story, the local police have claimed that it wasn't them.
And so did the feds. The feds claimed it wasn't them either.
Well,
what did you expect them to do?
Well, they have to at least be lying at that point. And, you know, that's a further sin.
Well, somebody is lying here, and it's probably the cops. So I just wanted to bring that up as an example of how real activists in this country today are feeling as though they're being watched, they're being harassed, they're being checked out, and they're scared. They're scared of the police because you don't know what these guys are going to do. First they're following you, then they pull you over and plant something in your car. AIDS activists found with a quarter pound of marijuana. Who knows? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 25th, 2007, gold 727.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $749.90, $369.80 for half, $184.90 for quarter. That's $749.90, $369.80, and $184.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Nick joining us. A little late, but better late than never. You were out trying to make money, I guess, before the show.
Yeah, well, as a realtor, you work some pretty unpredictable hours, so I had to show up a little bit late.
That much is
hear
true.
That? Everybody who's moving for the Free State Project, Nick is a realtor.
He is indeed. And what is an easy way for people to get in touch with you if that's something that would interest them, Nick? FreeMindsTV.com?
FreeMindsTV.com is probably actually, that's got my number on there. I don't want to give it out on air. But if you go there, I do that show, and it's the same cell phone number I use for work. So
if you wrote your bio, you'd have Nick at FreeTalkLive.com.
Yeah, if I get around to that,
that's
I would.
True. So
I wonder how many thousands of dollars you're missing by not having that email address.
Nick is one of the hosts of FreeMinds TV, so if you're looking for some content that isn't necessarily radio-based, you can go to FreeMindsTV.com, watch their show. But you guys also podcast your show. So you have your video version of the show on YouTube, and then you also have an audio version of the show that is downloadable just like this show is.
Isn't there a video podcast? Doesn't video podcasting exist, too?
It does.
Vodcasting does. You have to pay a lot extra for broadband, and we don't have enough donations coming in right now to foot the bill for that.
Right.
So,
Mark, you have to host. You know, when you're hosting a podcast, you have to pay the host to push out your files to the listeners.
Do we do that?
And we do have a host. It's Libsyn, one of the best ones in the business, and so they can handle the load that our listeners provide their servers, whereas if we did it with our own server, it would slow down our bulletin board, it would slow down the website and that sort of thing. And when you're doing video, I mean, video information is far larger than audio,
that
so you're
sense.
Talking about a lot more hosting at a lot larger cost, whereas YouTube will push it out to millions of videos for free. It won't charge you a dime.
Right, and we are up on YouTube, so people can find us there if they want.
So FreeMindsTV.com is the place to go for their show, and you guys just you're announcing, I guess, that you're going to add Mark's show to your lineup.
Mark's show, the King Weekly News, will be podcasted as an audio podcast. So
don't be fooled; it's not really news.
And it is a Keen show. Now you do cover some national issues sometimes.
Sometimes,
Mark.
But it's aimed at people in Keen, and you know, so
right.
I go over local issues. I don't get to talk about local Keen issues here on the show. And believe me, the big government folks here in Keen are just as busy as they are everywhere else.
Oh boy, have they been busy! We'll talk about that maybe more on Friday. But we just discovered a few hours ago that one particular individual in this town has put up an anonymous blog, sort of outing Mark and Julia and myself to some extent. And
I don't know why anybody's upset about this.
Things are getting pretty nasty here in the political world.
Well, it's election time. There's going to be some mud.
It's true.
Mud pulling in.
I'm not surprised in the least. Anyway, let's go with the phone calls. Talk to Sean in Tennessee. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with the.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all are also familiar with something that seems to be a tactic of big government, but they seem to take it into the medical establishment or the arena of. Are you familiar with this thing known as disease mongering? That is the practice of pushing disease in order to sell more drugs.
I'm not familiar with it.
It sounds paranoid and conspiratorial. What about it?
I don't know whether I consider it.
But what happened is really they become very routine and successful in modern medicine, and these drug companies that they basically have gotten in on this, they've actually dependent, you know, on inventing new diseases as a way to ensure future profits.
I totally agree with this, Ian. I don't understand what you're talking
really?
About. Look, what do hardware store guys talk about? How you have nails that are sticking up and you need to hammer them down.
Yeah, but there aren't very many hardware store guys that are going to go to your house and hammer a bunch of nails in, you know, while you're not home, so you'll have to go and buy a hammer from them. I mean,
not saying the government's creating disease.
He's saying that companies are out there pushing diseases on people.
Yeah.
He's saying that there's sort of fake diseases.
All right, what are you saying? Am I misunderstanding?
Well, okay, I guess what I mean to elaborate is the fact that it's not enough to sell drugs to people who are truly sick. What's happened, instead of calling it Big Brother, which is, I guess, in the medical arena, you would call it Big Pharma,
mm-hmm.
and they would, it's cleverly, they have figured out that they could sell even more drugs if they simply invented new diseases and convinced people that they need pharmaceuticals to treat those.
So wait, are you saying, when you say invent a new disease, are you talking about they're actually creating a disease, or is it something like ADD or ADHD?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ones they keep coming up with all the time that we've never had before.
So
hold on a second.
You mean like the incidents of autism that are...
You name it. There's several of them out there they keep coming up with every year to put in their DSM manual or something.
Let me see if I got this straight. Let me see if I've got this straight. When you say new disease, you're talking about something that's not necessarily a sickness, but maybe a mental disorder like an ADHD or ADD, that sort
that
of thing?
That included. And just as well physical ones, too.
So you do believe that the pharmaceutical companies are coming up with real calamity-like diseases for people?
Let me ask this question: do you believe that the pharmaceutical companies are creating a disease and put foisting it off on the American people?
No, I don't think they're directly involved, but they have some connection to overseeing that happen. Yes.
Okay.
Because what they're seeing, what you got to understand is it's a collaboration.
That might be well and truly in the arena of paranoid, but I do think that they are taking things that weren't really diseases like ADHD and, giving drugs to our kids for stuff that they don't need to be giving drugs to our kids for.
I agree with that much.
I don't know whether I think that, the government's creating a whole a plethora of diseases. Maybe they've created a few, but they've gotten loose. But
it's going to support certain people. I'm sure you've heard it before that this actually supports a lot of the political campaigns.
Oh, I'll give you that. Big Farm, I'm sure, is supporting candidates across the board, Democrat and Republican.
Well, there's certainly no doubt about that, and there's no doubt that we would all be a lot healthier if we can get the government the hell out of regulating health care.
Oh, we
abolish
would.
The FDA.
Sure.
Really allow for real competition in the marketplace, and then you have investigative organizations like Consumer Reports going in there.
You'd be surprised how frighteningly easy it is for them to do this. So the FDA has actually turned people into hypochondriacs. You realize that in a way?
A hypochondriac? Hypochondriac is a person that believes they're always sick.
Yeah, ooh. In other words, there's always exactly what I'm talking about. There's always something that they, and more directly, the way this works is they go directly in their advertising straight to the patient by the use of, you name it, and of course on TV especially.
It's true. I was actually watching the John Stossel special, Sick in America. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't yet.
Do you have internet?
I don't. Well, I have access to it, yeah.
Oh, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and pull up Sick in America. I think you'll really enjoy it as somebody who's concerned about this. John Stossel's really on target with that. And thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Stossel, in his special, interviewed a doctor who has sworn off Medicare. He has sworn he will not take Medicare. He will not take Medicaid.
Like this is the only doctor in America that is in this case.
I understand.
In that boat.
But this... there aren't very many doctors that are like that, from my understanding.
I'd say probably it would surprise you how many there are.
Well, it was interesting. He also swore off insurance companies.
Oh, no, that might be a different story.
Yeah, he swore off insurance companies, and he pointed out that, Sean was talking about people seeing these advertisements on TV for the Celexa and the fill-in-the-blank drug. He said that 99 times out of 100... he can prescribe a $4 prescription to a patient for some generic medication that was, created years before these newer medications.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, let's try this first before we go up to the $16 medications or the $160 medications. And he says he has just an amazing amount of success with that sort of thing. And really, the whole thing was quite an indictment against the entire insurance industry, business, and government at the same time. It was a brilliant, brilliant production. Once again, John Stossel, Sick in America. More on the way. Chris, Tom, and John, your calls as well.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, and those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. On the way here tonight, Mark, you have found something not only fun but useful, supermarket tricks. We'll talk about some. What are the 5 supermarket tricks they use to entice you into shopping at their store or something?
And staying in the store, really.
Staying when maybe you should go somewhere else and get a better price. Anyway, we'll get to that because we already know the government's probably watching you. We get story after story about that these days. Welcome to the surveillance society. It just keeps getting worse. In the meantime, though, we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Chris in Indianapolis.
Hi.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
I just have some questions for you guys.
Okay. Sure.
The first one is for Ian. Do you know how many people listen to the show?
That's actually a better question for Mark.
Totally speculation. We do not pay Arbitron.
I can tell you online. I can tell you can tell you a partial of online. I can tell you how many downloads our show gets from our podcast, and that's about it.
But it's minimal compared to what radio listenership is, simply because right. The adoption of these new technologies isn't pervasive.
We get approximately 2,500 downloads per show for our podcast, and that's, you know, approximate at shifts depending on the day and that sort of thing. But then that doesn't include our online live listeners, which changes nightly. Sometimes it's around 50 live listeners to our stream, but that's just our stream. That's the broadband stream. Then GCN, our syndicate, the network that syndicates us on radio stations, they have their own stream, and there's usually a few hundred people that listen to that. There are also internet stations that pick up the show and rebroadcast it. Some of them
and
live.
We have no idea how many are listening to that.
Some of them do it later on. Some of them take our live feed and rebroadcast it. Some of them take our podcast and rebroadcast that on their stream the next day. So we don't know how many people listen to that because there's 8 or 9 different internet affiliates. I just had a phone call from one of them today that's going to be coming on board with us here probably at the end of the month. So there's all that, and then there's the 30 radio stations that we're on, which are in various different size markets and, you know, various different demographics, and people listen. So
when you look at a weekly QM number, which is what they call anybody who listened to the show for 5 minutes over the entire week span, so all 18 hours of the show, I'm going to guess, and it's just from experience, we're in some pretty good size markets on some pretty good size stations, especially on Saturdays.
Didn't somebody run some numbers for us on that?
They did, but they didn't give me a QM number.
I see.
They just gave me an average quarter hour number. 300,000, 400,000.
Does that help you, Chris?
Yeah, it's okay. Next question.
We don't know.
Told right, you, it was purely speculation. You got a bunch of speculation.
Okay, next question is from Mark.
Yes.
Why is Ian so mean to the callers?
I think Ian's an intense guy. I don't think he's mean. And
mean? What are you talking about?
You can be mean to some of the callers.
Like who? Give me an example.
Well, like you were mean to Tom for a little while.
Well, Tom, you know, he gets on and advocates killing people. So,
and
what are you supposed to do with that?
And wait, you know, when we're called up in front of the federal grand jury for, you know, inciting riots or whatever, we'd really like to be able to say, well, listen to this call from Tom in New Hampshire who wants to kill cops. We tell him, no, it's a bad idea. You understand? I mean, we can't let...
Is it mean to be critical
ourselves from these things?
Is it mean to be critical of somebody's ideas?
No, there was this stretch to where Ian was like really mean to all the callers, and I just never asked the question, so I didn't know.
Okay.
The next question is for Ian.
Yeah.
If Lauren Canario were single and Julia weren't around, would you go out with Lauren Canario?
She is a hell of a lady. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I only ask because you talk about her all the time.
She is a little out of my age bracket. She's in her early 50s. I in my late 20s.
Okay.
But nonetheless, she is a spunky lady, and I think it will be a hell of an interesting situation to be in a relationship with Lauren Canario.
Leave it at Ian has a great deal of respect for Lauren.
I sure
Canario.
Do. She really is a great person. How about you, Nick? How do you feel about Lauren?
She's a little too old for me to actually go out with, but she's a wonderful lady.
But if you could find a lady like Lauren at your age bracket, I mean, man, you'd snap her up, right? Just somebody with that level of intensity and activism and just See, I'm already gushing about her right now. Any other questions?
Yeah, the last one's from Mark.
Uh huh.
Would Ian survive in prison?
Prison is so overrated. Prison is not Oz. Oz has taken all the incidents that happen, you know, across the nation, and it stuffs it into 1 week as though, you know, 5 guys get shanked to death in the showers or something like that. I was in prison for 8 years, 6 months, 21 days, and I never saw anyone get shanked. Yes, a guy got killed at the prison I was at, one of the prisons I was at. And, you know, people got cut and that kind of thing. But it didn't happen that often. That's a long period of time, 8 years. Imagine how much crime goes on in your town. This is a compound of 1,000 people.
Didn't you have my body type when you went in, too?
Yeah, I was a really skinny dude.
Yeah.
And I managed to make it.
So, there you go, Chris. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
the question.
You
have to keep his mouth shut, though.
1-800-259-9231. What do you mean? Like, snitch on people? I wouldn't do that.
No, you have to keep your mouth shut.
Right, as opposed to snitching on people or something?
No, you wouldn't snitch on people.
Right. I know the rules.
Just saying, you don't inflame people's emotions in prison.
I think I'd find something to sell to people in prison. That's what I do. I try to make a little bit of money from the prisoners. Not sure what that would be, but there's got to be a way to get into the marketplace there.
Yeah, well, they don't have the restrictions that police in the real world have. They're just going to come and throw your room.
Yes, I understand. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Speaking of Tom in New Hampshire, there he is. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how's the sound quality?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, this telephone that I bought at an antique sale. I was just wondering, how is the sound quality coming through okay?
Are you really on an antique phone?
Because it sounds perfect.
Yeah. It's the kind with the handle that you turn round and round and round to get the operator.
Oh, please. You don't have that.
It's called a crank phone, and I've been using it to make crank calls.
That's funny.
Goodbye now.
Oh, Tom cranked us. That's cute. All right, let's talk to John in Arkansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
John's gone.
John is gone. Okay. That's a shame. I thought that was homeless John there for a moment. Haven't heard from him for a while. 800-259-9231.
Police officer must have said, move along.
Let's do the supermarket tricks, Mark. Five of them. Five supermarket tricks that you're going to share with us to help improve our buying experiences. I like a good consumer article.
From thatsfit.com. And that's the reason I got this article. I know you love grocery stores. It's really your only time you really get out and see people in a week.
Stop it. We were out and about today, as a matter of
really,
fact.
Really, what'd you do?
Well, we went out for lunch, and then we it's the sandwich place. I don't remember what it's called. They sell sandwiches.
Sandwich place.
You like the bomb or something like that.
Oh, you went to D'Antonio's. Yeah. DiGiorno's or something like that.
D'Angelo's.
D'Angelo's, yeah.
So we went out and ran a few errands and that sort of thing.
Well, I'm good to see. How many people did you talk to that weren't employed at these places?
I don't know.
None. All right, these days you've really got to have your game face on when you head to buy groceries. Supermarkets have quite a few tricks that they use, besides tricks. Tricks might be a mean word here, that they use to get you to buy what they want to sell, to keep you in the store as long as possible and encourage impulse purchases. Here are just a few of the methods they use so that you can be ready to shop smart. Number one, eye candy. Tempting impulse items aren't just located at the cash register. Many stores put candy, sweets, sweet aisles directly opposite the cereal aisle so that your must-have cereal easily leads to the must-avoid candy, especially if your kids are along.
It's true. I've seen that one done a ton of times.
Yeah. Candy's the same as crack for kids. It's amazing how much they love candy.
It's not the same at every store. In fact, Walmart here in town has the candy on the midway. They've moved it out of the actual food aisles, mm-hmm. and they've put it onto the midway. So everyone walking down the middle of the store sees the candy. And I personally have to avoid it.
It makes me want it anymore.
Yeah, I don't buy candy. All right, so there's four more. We'll talk about it. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. The tricks they use to get you to buy stuff you might not need to be buying.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
So we're talking about an article that reveals five sneaky tricks that your local supermarket, grocery store might be using to tempt you into purchasing items you might not necessarily have had on your list. So the first one they mentioned was strategically placing the candy next to the cereals.
I generally don't go to the grocery store with a list. Now, I'll admit,
really?
When I lived on my own, I did my grocery shopping. Now I generally don't. If I go in the grocery, my wife doesn't usually take me because I look at things, I wander around. It's, it's not the way she goes to the grocery store. But when I went, I would go up and down.
Does she bring a list?
Yes, she does. Okay. She does bring a list. I would walk up and down every single aisle. I would look at the things that I would want to have and decide if I wanted to put them in my cart and then do so. So I don't know. I mean, I appreciate things being displayed well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, their point is still valid that you put the candy next to, right across from the cereal. That way all the kids that are in the cereal aisle start asking mom and dad to buy the candy for them. And, you know, that's going to result in some sales.
All right.
It probably results in sales from adults, too, because I know that, you know, even though I personally am not interested in buying candy for myself anymore, I still can't help but have my eye drawn to the colorful
packaging.
Every
once in a while, the Dove promises will draw me in.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's such a fruit.
What? They're
like
good.
Some chocolatey candy, right?
It's just chocolate, yeah. Right? It's just milk chocolate, but it's good milk chocolate.
I don't know. Dove seems like kind of a chick brand to me.
No, I'm sure it's marketed to chicks that have good taste in chocolate. All right, end caps. People often assume, and I'm guilty of this one, the author of this, that because something is featured and stacked up at the end of the aisle, that it must be on sale or new or some other kind of special. Rarely is that the case. But then you already got in your head that you want one. So apparently end caps are marketing.
Sometimes you'll see stuff that's in the end caps is also, like with the beer, they do that a lot. But
yeah.
Then you'll walk by the beer aisle and it's the same price and it's the same stuff as in stock.
Sure, they're just featuring a product.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't know if that's a trick, really.
Right, I'm not sure that any of these are tricks. Yeah. Shuffling, shelf shuffles.
Supermarkets often rearrange the order and location of basic items in a blatant effort to keep customers looking longer and spending more time in the store shopping.
I think that's actually probably a good thing, because then you are, you know, you don't know quite where everything is necessarily, and you're more likely to see an item that you hadn't seen before. Whereas if you're used to coming in and getting the same items over and over again, then you may not have, I understand that's what they want. They want you to spot a new item and purchase it, but that could be a good thing for you. I mean, it's a good thing to change up what you're eating from now and then. I mean, you don't want to order hamburgers every single week, do you? So that could be helpful.
I think a hamburger is something you should have in your refrigerator at all times.
Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. The problem is when it comes to things in the freezer is I'll often open up the freezer and look at all the things that I'm not allowed to have because it's not thawed out. Why do we have this stuff if I can't eat it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
What is something that Nick has in his fridge at all times?
Well, milk's an essential item. I think everybody's got that.
Yeah,
but
I've got the milk.
That gets in the way.
Let me show you how you do this. Hot dogs with cheese in the middle.
Do you really?
I absolutely do.
I've never had such a thing.
Well, that's because you don't try new things.
That's not true at all. I'm the one around here that tries new things. It's Julia that doesn't try new things.
Yeah, that's right. She hasn't got past the yummy stage when it comes to food.
Yeah, see, whatever I have in the fridge is usually what's on sale. I go for what's
I'm that kind cheap. Of guy.
I go, I mean, if there's the 99 cent a pound chicken or something. Most things I don't buy on an impulse, but usually if I go into the meat aisle,
mm-hmm.
since, you know, meat's a little bit pricier, you kind of pick and choose. And
not pork recently. I've seen...
No, well, I bought some of that on sale,
man,
actually.
I you know, with the way... since Mad Cow, beef's just been going up and up and up. And I'd rather have pork anyway, it seems like.
Mm. Anyway, go on.
Cozy spots to relax. By incorporating comfortable places to relax like cafes and coffee shops, grocery stores make it easy for you to make shopping almost an all-morning or all-afternoon event. The more time you spend,
do people
the more
really
time
do
you
that?
Buy.
Maybe if you've got to get a whole, like, maybe if you've got a family and you're one of those shoppers that loads the entire cart full of things. You've seen these people.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It's amazing.
At that point, I could see spending, that would take a lot of time, but, I mean, the average bachelor or whatever isn't going to spend a morning at the grocery store.
I can't imagine, I've never sat in one of the cafes in one of these grocery stores either. I've gotten coffee there and poodled around, but I didn't actually sit down at the tables and enjoy a muffin or something like that. I have eaten deli sandwiches mm-hmm. at grocery stores before.
At the sit-down area.
At
right?
the sit-down area.
Well, then you have sat down at the grocery store.
Right, but, you know, a deli sandwich, that's what I came to buy.
We've done it, too. I mean, we bought some stuff at their deli and sat down and ate it, and I don't know if it enticed us to go and buy more things. In fact, one could argue that if you're not hungry, then you won't buy as much stuff.
Right, but this is a place to relax, so I don't know whether this is exactly what they're talking about. The cafes and coffee shops.
Well, that's what they've got over here. They've got one of those cafe things. You can get some stuff at the deli and go over there and eat it. It's convenient.
I don't know. A cafe, to me, means a little coffee shop.
I see.
I mean, it could mean a place to eat, but...
Is there one more?
Tantalizing smells. Stores often position the bakery or deli near the entrance so that the first thing you smell and think of when you walk in is freshly baked sweets and rotisserie
mm-hmm.
chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, fried chicken, too. You can smell that fried chicken a mile away.
They will get me all the time with that fried chicken. I love fried chicken.
I think they've got some sort of a smokestack that goes up on top of the building, sort of like the restaurants do, mm-hmm. where they just sort of pump the fried chicken smell out all day long.
It would be a good idea.
Yeah, I've noticed that. The smells can be hard to resist sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Good stuff. Is that it, Mark?
That's one. Those are the five tricks.
Yeah. They're not the trickiest of
You love a good grocery store story, so.
You know, I do love going to the grocery store.
I know, it's your big outing for the week.
It is. Are you going to use that joke five more times this evening?
It's the God's honest truth.
It is not the truth whatsoever. It's my second outing for the week. But seriously, though, I love the grocery store. I mean, it's such a wonder of the marketplace, really. Think about all the thousands of products that are housed under one roof. I mean, there's probably a couple thousand products in one aisle alone at the grocery mm-hmm. store. And it's just, I never get tired. I never get...
From everywhere, too. You know, they have artichoke hearts in some kind of oil, and then they'll have the...
from Chile or something like
right,
that.
Right. They'll have the ethnic foods, Goya, and that kind of thing. It certainly does come from everywhere.
So I like that, and I never get tired of it. It doesn't get old to me. There's always something new to see, something a new sale. I'm like you, Nick. If it's on sale, there's a high likelihood I will purchase it. But you always have to remember, that's kind of a trick, too. Just because something is on sale doesn't necessarily mean you're getting a great deal.
Well, I look at price per pound and things like that. Right. I go for cheap. I'm cheap.
Absolutely.
At the grocery store, anyway, I'm cheap.
So
why at the grocery store? Because when you eat out, that's when you're really getting, paying a lot.
I don't really eat out that much. Because food is just kind of, you eat it and
it's
then
fuel.
It's gone. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't really like dumping my disposable income into something that's...
Yeah, you're the one that eats out every day here, Mark.
No, I don't think either of us. I don't like to prepare food.
You know, you don't always have to buy expensive to get good food. A lot of it's in preparation or, you know, you still have to be choosy. You can't
That's really
buy
the problem
anything.
For me, though. I don't want to prepare it.
Oh, well, that would get in the way, yeah.
And do you consider a microwave preparation?
you're pushing it when it comes to microwaves.
That's too much. Too much for Mark. You can't pull back a corner of a lid, pop it in the mic for 4 minutes, go away, and do something else. That's so awful.
Yeah, well, I would prefer not to. I like my food placed before me.
Wow. Spoiled brat. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Sam in Mississippi.
That.
You're on Free Talk Live, Sam.
I just got to say, I think you guys are pretty paranoid on GCN.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Free Talk Live doesn't have anything to do with the other programs on this network.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Have you listened
you
to the show? What have we been talking about this hour that's paranoid?
Yeah, about that story about that girl getting followed up there in New York.
But she was followed.
That's a national news story.
Well, they wouldn't do that. Well,
oh, please. You know as well as I do, they absolutely would do that because the news has come out that has made it very clear that there's been infiltration and all kinds of investigation of very, very benign groups.
According to Fox News Channel, they're not doing this.
We're not trying to jump to any conclusions. We just try to read the news and report the facts.
Yeah, I'm not talking. I'm not trying to say that we're more fair and balanced than anybody else. And we all know that Fox News certainly isn't fair and balanced. You shouldn't believe us. You shouldn't believe Fox News. And you shouldn't believe anybody else on this network.
Well, I just got to say, I think y'all are paranoid.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You know what? You're only paranoid, or you are paranoid if they really are out. Damn it.
Right, you're only paranoid if they're not really out to get you.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hour two's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.